Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast. Your host and speaker is Philip Singa Ajisafe. Today's topic of discussion is The Victory of Life is Won. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
I welcome every one of us to this last segment of our Blog Talk Radio for the year 2014. On behalf of the team of the Blog Talk Radio and the fans and listeners, we thank God for the gratitude and for his mercy bestowed upon us to hold this Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes, I know, we have problems. This problem can be attributed to some problem beyond our control. But one thing is certain, to God be the glory, who has made granting us the opportunity to be a voice for him for the expansion of the gospel of love through our Lord Jesus Christ. As the presenters just said, today's Blog Talk Radio topic is the victory of life is won. The victory of life is won. Question. Why victory of life? As we all know, life is a battle. From the day a man has fallen in the Garden of Eden, life is now being polluted with the sin and a very corrosive warfare. But God, in his infinite mercy, the one that cannot deny himself, because he is God, the Bible said, is understanding past finding. Because many humanity has been trying, but the irony of life is that man is limited. Every wisdom, knowledge given to man from God, and a common sense will back that it is impossible for embryo to comprehend the fullness of his mother or our mother. That is impossible. About victory, before victory, there must be a battle. And every one of us have battle that we are fighting daily. Because we might not be aware of it, or we might pretend not to. Because one thing is certain in life, no matter the position, man see having a desire. Just like C.S. Lewis said, nothing can deceive unless it bears a plausible resemblance to reality. God, in his infinite mercy and by his wisdom, has made a desire, created a desire in human being, desire for happiness. But in every aspect of human life, to connect this happiness has been a struggle from life. I want to read a very article that I just found recently. It said, God's good purpose. God's good purpose. Acts of state and many acts of large corporations or other organizations have a chief of staff, unquote. Regardless of best efforts, pervades or call. No human being can prevent 100% of missteps or misstatements in a large organization. Even it doesn't have to be in a large organization. Most often time, individual will take an action and sometimes we look back and we regret it. Or we blame ourselves. Purpose of this last segment of this Blog Talk Radio is to show us the light where we can have a rest of mind and have victory over every struggles of our life. Not by our effort or not by the definition of the happiness of human philosophy or the peace that being promised any leaders or any human being. Because the four circumstances of this oracle that I've just read to you just prove that no human being can prevent 100% of missteps or misstatements in a large organization. And that is just generous. I said, even individually. Then the question will be, if God is great, why these missteps? Why these misstatements? We can say, some people can say, it seems that gaffes occur in the running of these world's tragedies, disasters, crimes, sickness, and wars. It is common to human beings instead to accept responsibility and turn to Creator, we like to blame. And that's why I said, and God usually gets the blame. But one thing is certain, when we turn to the Scripture as a believer in Jesus Christ, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Bible gives testimony that everything proceeds to the counsel of his will. Everything. If you want to check this out, you can read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. But I'm summarizing before I go into this real topic, the victory of life is won, and do it maybe in the 15 minutes as God gave me the power. We are told that God's purpose are good and that he works everything together according to his will. His purpose for us is to conform us to the image of Christ. When you read this, you can find this in the book of Romans 8, 28 and 29. As a believer, we do not want to rely mostly on our efforts. Remember, like I said, life is a battle. And this battle is not a battle for victory. For those that put their trust in the one that have won the victory for us, Jesus Christ, our battle is battle in victory. For the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 that we walk by faith, sight. The victory of life is won. I want to corroborate this in the scripture by reading from the book of Matthew chapter 27 from verse 62 and chapter 28 to the end. If I don't have time to finish it, we come on our own. And I pray God in his infinite mercy to give us the illumination and understanding of his word to our victory, to his glory, and to the shame of the wicked one, Satan and his agent. Matthew 27 from verse 62. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciple comes by night and steal him away, and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Chapter 28 from verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the fourth day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead man. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for his reason, as he said, 'Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.'" I've jumped to verse 11 for my time. "Now while they were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the others and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldier, saying, 'Tell them his disciple came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Let me go to verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of ages. We can see from this passage how the battle of life is fought decisively and won by God's Son himself. I want us to know that in any confectional warfare of humanity, in a time of war, because the battles for truth always rages, but you can only decide that, and that, believe with me that in a time of warfare, the first casualty is the truth. I'm talking about confessional warfare now. Like I said, life is a battle. But it is impossible for an embryo boasting that he can comprehend everything about his mother or her mother. So also, it is impossible for humanity to say the master, they can understand Almighty God. And that's why I want to use the example of conventional warfare. And I said, in this time of warfare, truth is the first casualty. For everyone engaged in battle, always say everything that benefits their cause, even if it's against the truth. In this story, Jesus Christ has a mission. And the mission is to come to this earth and die for the sin of humanity. I know some people always say Jesus Christ was a religious leader. But he is not. Because man has fallen short glory of God by religion. Jesus, the wisdom of God, as Bible declares, came to redeem man from our sin. Because man cannot redeem themselves. We are doomed. As the garden, when the man fall in the Garden of Eden. But God, in his infinite mercy, will not abandon his own handiwork. Even when man fell, before man fell, because his unknown God, he has already made a provision of redemption for humanity. And it's so simple. And that is why religions cannot substitute the work of atonement done by Jesus Christ, because it's a super victory. It's a divine victory. Not fighting for victory no more. Because life without God is meaningless. And as we all agree that life is about meaning, and to have victory, you must have a battle. So we see things that happen, which can be an allegory for our warfare too, to connect to our destiny, to connect to our happiness, because happiness does not won with by money or by position or by power. It's a discovery directly from God Almighty. The Bible said when Jesus was crucified, the religious leader could be your enemy, my enemies, that are fighting us daily, constantly, suppressing us, in order not to be overcomer or to achieve our destiny. The Bible said when Jesus Christ was crucified, the religious leader went to the Pilate to make sure that he is dead for life, because that is the wishes of the system of the world. It's always divine, and it's always directed to oppose us. That is why in that oracle, missteps are common, because no one can boast of saying that they have absolute perfect decision. Man is subjected to missteps and misstatements. That is to tell us we are living in the day of deception. So they wanted to make sure that he is never going to rise from the dead. And they secure it with three things in verse 65 or 66. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. You see how difficult a man can survive without God's mercy. They secure it by rolling a big stone and with a seal that this is no trespass zone, and assign guards to secure it. I don't know what kind of struggle you are going through, and you don't know what kind of struggle that I'm going through. The victory of life is already won at the cross, when our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave. In chapter 28 of Matthew, you see what happened. The Bible said, "And the early morning, the angel of the Lord descended from heaven." The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it, to the extent that his countenance was like lightning and his clothes as white as snow. And God shook for fear of him and became like man. In this spiritual warfare, because man is created in the image of God, composes of soul, spirit, and body, intellect, emotion, and will. All these things are reality but can never be seen. Though we can see our body, but the real man is in the inner one. But everything about materialism the man wanted to address with physical means. This is to tell all that. Even as the system devices to suppress or to kill your dream, my dream, the victory of life is already won for us. We just have to embrace it by putting our belief in Him, confessing Him to be our Lord and Savior. For we see with even the seal, the soldier, and the gravestone, when the heavenly intervention came, nothing of physical can withstand the intervention of the Almighty God. And the Bible says He resurrected. And to confirm it, in chapter 28 of Matthew and verse 18, the Bible said Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me, has been given to Him in heaven and on earth. Therefore, whatever our problem, this is our time for us to know that we don't have to fight for victory no more. But if we place our trust and faith in the one that has fought and won the victory of life, then as He has declared to us, even in the book of Mark 16:14-18, which says, this shall follow all those that believe in Him. And Mark addressing to us and telling us to know that the victory of life is won, but it's won by our Lord Jesus Christ. And by faith in Him, we too have overcome the life, and the peace of Him shall be with us. Shalom. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Our first broadcast for the year 2015 will be on January 18th, on which the topic will be the Lord's Prayer at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.